Rabbi Yaakov Englard.
Rosh Hashanah, 2,309 years have passed since 11-12 weeks ago when we started Bereishis Bara Elokim, and tomorrow we're going to learn Vayomas Yosef Mitzrayim Reach Chazak Chazak Benis Chazek. So many years have passed. The world began in Bereishis Bara Elokim almost close to being Masukan, to reaching its Tachlis. And all Adam Rishon had to do was on the first day fulfill the Tachlis. Unfortunately, he was Chayta, as we know. And we need the long and arduous long route to take us back to the Olam HaTikun. And that route was begun by the Avos HaKadoshim, and the Shivtei Kor and us are continuing that to take us. And that's Vayichi, where there's many mentions in the brachas of Achris HaYomim. Would like to work through a little bit of Parshas Vayichi. Perhaps you could suggest the theme of the Sedra, the theme of Parshas Vayichi. Perhaps you're going to call it Yaakov Uvonov. Where do I get this terminology from? It's in Shabbos Mincha we say Avram Yogel, Yitzchak Yiranein, Yaakov Uvonov Yonuchuvoy. So we have Avram, we have Yitzchak. When we have Yaakov, it's Yaakov Uvonov, Yaakov and his children. So let's stand back for a minute to make a short overview of the whole Sefer Bereishis, and then we'll come back to Parshas Vayichi. As we said, Parshas Bereishis begins with Briyas Ha'olam, Adam Rishon Kodem Achet, Adam Rishon La'achar Achet, and till it reached the Mabul, when the people did Averis, and then Parshas Noach. We have the world had to start again with Noach. So we have Noach before the Mabul. We have Noach again rebuilding the world after the Mabul. And he took the world to a level of Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach, that's the general civilization of the world, is Bnei Noach. They have Sheva Mitzvos, but that's as far as they go. And then Parshas Lech Lecha begins the journey, Lech Lecha, the journey of the Avos HaKadoshim, the journey that we're still along on that journey. That Lech Lecha, where the Avos, which is Sefer Bereishis, the Sefer of the Avos, and then the Shmos and the other Sedras, is where we come in and we follow their journey. So the journey began with Lech Lecha Avram Avinu, and there's two Sedras about Avram Avinu. There's Lech Lecha and there's Vayera. Perhaps you could suggest Lech Lecha is a little bit about Avram Avinu before the Chechet, Vayera is Avram Avinu after, Lech Lecha is Avram Avinu before the Mila, before the Bris Mila. Avram Avinu before Bris Mila is Parshas Lech Lecha. Avram Avinu after Bris Mila is a whole different level of Avram Avinu, that's Parshas Vayera. Perhaps you could suggest, as Avram Avinu, the Emunah of Avram Avinu is Parshas Lech Lecha, the Chesed of Avram Avinu is Parshas Vayera possibly, but that's Avram Avinu, and he began the root of the Avos HaKadoshim on Klal Yisrael. Parshas Chayesor is an interesting sedra. Very, very long arichas with Eliezer of Avram, which Chazal described that as Avdei Avos. That's also a sugya of Avdei Avos. Chayesor is mostly about that. Parshas Toldos would say is the sedra of Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak having children, the chafir of the Be'eris of Yitzchak. It's very much the Seder of Yitzchak Avinu, one Seder of Yitzchak. And then Vayetze and Vayishlach is Yaakov Avinu. Vayetze is the Seder where Yaakov Avinu was being mamid, the Shivtei Kor. It's very much occupies the main part of Hash Vayetze. And Vayishlach, perhaps, would describe that as Yaakov Avinu reaching his Shlemus, the personal Shlemus of Yaakov Avinu was Vayishlach, when he overcame Esav HaRasha, when he reached, he came back to the place where he set up the Matzeva, and finally he came back home to his father Yitzchak. That's the Shlemus of Yaakov Avinu, that's Parsha V'Yishlach. And then we have move on to these last three, the three sedras before Vechi. Vayeshev, Miketz, and Vayigash are the sedras of the saga of Yosef and his brothers. The Shiftei Ka, Vayeshev began the Yosef and his brothers. It starts to get more dramatic. It gets more dramatic in Parshas Miketz. And finally, the confrontation, which led to the Gilu of Yosef HaTzadik to the Shvatim Ani Yosef, that's Fash Vayigash. So that's the Yeshev, Miketz, Vayigash. We have the story of the Shiftei Ka. And this we finally get to Parshas Vayechi, and we return back to Yaakov Avinu. We get back to Vayechi, and the name of the seder is Vayechi Yaakov. And in fact, it's strange because the seder itself is actually when Yaakov Avinu was Nifta. Of course, Chazal tell us, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. So, if you want to describe the sedra of Yaakov Avinu loy meis, very appropriate to call it Vayechi Yaakov. But very much, the toichen of the sedra is very much occupied by the Birchus Yaakov, the brachas of Yaakov Avinu. So, allow us to elaborate a little bit more. We feel that the Vayechi, what the Vayechi is adding to the whole sequence of Parshas Bereishis is we had the Avos HaKadoshim, we had the Shiftei Ka, and now we have Yaakov Uvanov, Yaakov and his children coming together. Yaakov Avinu called his Shvatim to give them the brachas. Actually, later on, when it came to Yaakov Avinu being Niftar, then the Shvatim were around him to carry him to Eretz Yisrael. So, it's the sedra very much of Yaakov Ivanov, and we'd like to begin with the Gemara in Psachim, which is probably the most central point in the sedra, where the brachas began, Vayikra Yaakov El Bonov. Yaakov called his children, Vayoyime, and he said to them, Hey Osvu, gather together. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen at the end of all days, at the Achris Hayomim. Gather together and I shall tell you. And Rashi already tells us the Chazal, but let's read it from the Gemara itself and see how the Gemara puts it and see how we can take away what we can learn from Parshas Vayechi. So there's a beautiful Gemara here in Psachim, Daf Nun Vav, which is really the Inyan of Baruch Shem, Kavoy Machus Eloylam Void. The Gemara is busy with Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem. Rish Lakish says the following, Da'amar Rish Lakish, Vayikra Yaakov El Bonav, Yaakov called his children, Vayoyimer, he said, Hay Osvu Vagid Lechem, gather together, I want to tell you something. Bikesh Yaakov legalis Lebanov Kates Hayomin. There's more spells of the Nun actually. Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell Klal Yisrael, tell his children, by the end, when Nistalka Mimeno Shechina, and the Shechina left him. The Shechina left him. And Yaakov Avinu was worried, why should the Shechina leave me at this point? I want to tell them the Kates, and I'm not getting the Shechina now. Omar, so he said to his children, Shema Chas V'Shalom, Yesh B'mitasi Psul. Can the Chas V'Shalom be amongst my mitzvah, means my children? Is there a Psul? Because he said, Avram, Shiyasi Ben Ishmael. Avram, Taka didn't. He gave a son, he had a son, which wasn't kosher, was Shmi Ishmael. But Avi Yitzchak, my father Yitzchak, Shiyasi Ben Esav. So he was worried that perhaps of his 12 Shiftei Ka, maybe not all of them were B'Shlemus. Omru Loi. So the children all answered him. Omru Loi Bonov, and this is the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, listen, our father Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, listen, our father Yisrael. That's the Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God, Hashem Echad, Hashem is only one. is the one and only. They reassure them that they are Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that's their belief. And Yaakov Avinu was obviously Omrush Kishem She'ein Belibcha Ela Echad Kach Belibeinu Ein Kach Ein Belibeinu Ela Echad. That's what they told him. They said, like in your heart, there's only one Echad. So too in our heart, there's only one Echad. And that's where Yaakov responded. But Oisai Shah Posach Yaakov Avinu answered back to them, Omar, Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchusay La'ilam Vod. We'll come back to the translation of that. He said the Pasuk, Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchusay La'ilam Vod. And that was his response when he was relieved. He was baruyked. He heard from the Shvatzim that the Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad amongst all of them. So he said back to them, Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchusay La'ilam Vod. That's the story that the Gemara brings down. We need to understand that story. It very much wants understanding. Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell them the case. And Nistalkim and Shechina. Why? Why was Shechina Nistalkim? So Yaakov Avinu was concerned that maybe there was a pagam. There was some psul, one of his children. But they asked him, no, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Echad, Hashem Echad. So he answered back, okay, so Baruch Shem Kavoy Bechusay La'ilam Vayet. So the dialogue, the Shema Yisrael and the Baruch Shem, that in itself needs explanation. What also needs explanation is their importance is that then he moved over to the brachas of Yaakov Avinu. So why does the brachas follow this dialogue? How does the Bikash Yaakov Lagalas Akates come to the brachas of Yaakov, which Rashi himself, Al HaTorah, touches onto this, is Ma'oritz. And it sounds like from Rashi, but Rashi seems to say that he tried to Megala the Kates, unsuccessful. So then he went to Dvar Machir, he went to other things, and he moved over to Berachas Yaakov. Doesn't sound so geschmack that there was a plan A was Megala the Kates, and then we shelved plan A. Oh, anyway, so let's chaperine some brachas. It would seem that there's something more to it, that the Berachas Yaakov do somehow follow on. At least not the Galagalos as a Kates, but something towards, getting towards Kates. Mr. Shen is trying to explain that. But firstly, the Gemara itself continues. The Gemara continues, and this is the Halacha Baruch Shem, that Heichi Navad, how should we do it? Heichi Navad, how should we do it? Namru, should we say Baruch Shem? Like Amru Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Baruch Shem. In Parshas Veschanan, in the Torah, in Chamishchum Shitayra, in our Parshas Shema Yisrael, let's say Shema Yisrael Vayichi, Shema Yisrael in Parshas Veschanan, let's go straight to Vahavta. So how should we say Baruch Shem if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Baruch Shem? On the other hand, Loi Namru, not to say it, Amru Yaakov did say it. So Yaakov felt that Baruch Shem does belong after Shema Yisrael. So what should we do? So Chazal, Hiskinu, Chazal on the second Takon Rabbanon, Shoy Oyrim Oysib Chashoy, quietly. And that's what we say, Baruch Shem. We say the Baruch Shem quietly. That's a pshara. We don't say it loud, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. We don't say it, we don't leave it out at all, because it's meant to be said once Yaakov Avinu puts it in place. But we say it B'chashoy. So, in order to a little bit understand what this Baruch Shem is, what this Baruch Shem Kavoy Mechusay Lo'in Avoyed, let's go a little bit, find us two or three places in Shulchan Aruch. I like to always incorporate a little bit of halacha, coming from the background, where the poiskim came from, and then from the poiskim we can try and understand where Yaakov Avinu and the Shvatim had the dialogue, and how that's going to take us, Mr. Shem, to Achris Hayomim. So it's interesting, Baruch Shem appears at least three times in the Simonim, in Samach Aleph, in Samach Gimel, and Samach Vav. In Samach Aleph, there's an interesting halacha that one's meant to, after Baruch Shem Kevoid Machusay L'Oilam Voed, one's meant to make a little hefsek, a little pause. As they state, the Torah brings down this halacha, and the Beis Yosef explains this, why are we pausing between La'olam Vayda and V'havta? Why is that pause? So the Beis Yosef says, if you learn that Gemara properly, but that's the Gemara Masachim, the Gemara there is talking about pausing between Shema and V'havta. That means there's meant to be a gap, a little break, between Shema and V'havta, and the Beis Yosef explains that that's because Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemaim, the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael is our Kabbalas Malchus Shemaim. That's the Pasuk. Those six words, Hashem Lekin Hashem Echad, that's Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemaim. So therefore, before we start the main reading, the rest of the reading of Kriya Shema, we take a little pause. Says the Beis Yosef, once Yaakov Avinu was Nesak and Baruch Shem, once Yaakov Avinu put Baruch Shem and Kavoy Baruch Hu into, straight after Shema Yisrael, and Baruch Shem Kavoy Baruch Hu is also Kabbalas Oil Malch Shemayim, it's also part and parcel of Yichud Hashem. Then, on the contrary, that's the pause that needs to be made, has to be made after La'olam Vayed and V'havta. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Actually, he brings a Rekeach, interesting, that we should pause between Shema and Baruch Shem, because there's a different level of Kabbalah Baruch Shemaim. The Kabbalah Shema, Baruch Shemaim, Baruch Shemaim, the derivative of the Shema Yisrael, the main one, is Shema Yisrael, and Baruch Shem is not the same level, because we should have a break between Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, but then a break again after La'olam Vayed. That's Siman Samach Aleph. In Siman Samach Dalet is the halacha which we have to be mechaven in the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. The first pasuk of Kriya Shema is Kavana. It's actually Ma'akev. Why do we have to mechaven in the first pasuk of Kriya Shema? So the Bishop Brewer explains, which comes before the voice of explain, because somebody who calls her beemtza pona liboy ledvar machirim harei lekibel olav malchus shemayim baskomas aleiv. Somebody who's doing something else, thinking about something else, that's not a kabbalas oil malchus shemayim. Says the Beis Yosef, in that case, Baruch Shem Kivoy Machus Lailam Vayet also needs Kavana. Because Baruch Shem Kivoy Machus Lailam Vayet is also Kabbalah Sayyid of Shemaim. And therefore, just like Shema Yisrael must have Kavana Salev, so too one needs to mechaven in Baruch Shem. So much so, the Mishnah Brewer brings, and it comes from the Levush, if one does say Baruch Shem, one would have to go back and say it again if you didn't the word mechaven. Like Shema Yisrael, you didn't say Shema Yisrael, you haven't done your Shema Yisrael well enough. So too Baruch Shem, if you didn't do the Kavana, you should go back and say it again. Okay, there's a difference in halacha. We don't have time, but there's a difference in halacha. Shema Yisrael is ma'akev the whole Kriya Shema, and therefore, if you don't say it, then you have to start again completely. Baruch Shem, it's mashma from the Mishnah Brura, that where you are, you must say it again. If you missed it, then it could be that you wouldn't go back for that. But if you're still not started yet, v'havta, then Baruch Shem, you want, it's not, the other pesukim of Kriya Shema, you'd have to, you don't go back, there's no kavanah, but no chiyuv kavanah. Mashenkin, Baruch Shem has a chiyuv kavanah, you'd have to go back for it. So again, we see Baruch Shem and Shema Yisrael being put together in the halacha of kavanah. And in Siman Samach Vav, there is the siman where the halachas of Hefsek, where in davening you're allowed to be mafsik, where you're not, what you're allowed to be mafsik for, and what not. And for the Gemara and the Mishnayos, there's Beina Prokim, and there's the Emsa Perik, and there's rules, and there's Mipnei HaKovid, Mipnei HaYira. But the Beis Yosef added on, which is that he found Motsosi Kosov. Beis Yosef says, Motsosi Kosov I found, but Sosi Kosov, that although everywhere else you're allowed to be mafsik, if in the rules that you're allowed to, if it's a meshiv, or if it's covered, there's different halachas when you're allowed to be mafsik. Shema Yisrael lo yafsik klal. Shema Yisrael one must not be mafsik klal. As I say, Matzasi Kosov explains the Beis Yosef, because Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim is such that one must not be mafsik at all, for any good reason. One must be mafsik, and adds on the Beis Yosef, so too in Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchus Lailam Vayed, one mustn't be mafsik because it's a Kabbalah's Malchus Shemaim. And so steht in Beis Yosef, he actually adds on, perhaps not even in between Shema Baruch Shem, but there's an Issa Hefzik. It's interesting, the Biur Halacha, this is just nice for the Sedras actually, the Biur Halacha wants to know why it's before from the Poskim that the Issa Tzim Mafzik between in Baruch Shem is exactly the same level as Shema Yisrael. And he says he doesn't know where the Poskim got it from, because it's not exactly the same level. Like we mentioned before, that Baruch Shem is a little bit less, is not Deraisa. We brought the Rukeach, it's not Kolkach, it's certainly not Deraisa. According to some Poskim, it's not Ma'akev in Gansen, it's not Ma'akev Baruch Shem in the whole Krishna. So the Mishabru would like to know, in the Biar Loch, in Samach Vav, he says, where did the steamers of the Beis Yosef and the Chayot actually Paskins it, how did they know that, let's say, Yehesh Mei Rabbah, In the middle of Shema, okay, so Beis Yosef mustn't say Yehesh Mei Rabbah. But Baruch Shem, how do you know Baruch Shem is the same as Shema? Mr. Yehesh Mei Rabbah, the Issa Hefzik is so strong, he says, I'm not convinced. But he actually blabs Sorachian, and this is a very interesting one. He says, the Mekoyer of the Beis Yosef, where did the Beis Yosef get it from? This Issa Hefzik. It's not the Gemara, it's interesting. There's no Gemara to say this Issa Hefzik in Shema Yisrael. So the Biar Halacha brings the Biar Agro in Sima Samach Vav, who says, from last etc., that Yaakov Avinu, when he met Yosef, he said Krishma. And it seems he wasn't mafsik. Now, Yosef is a very chashuv person, and there's no hefsek whatsoever, because it says to be a group, that's the basis of Yosef the Koyer. That there's no, in the Kabbalah's Ulma Shema Yisrael, even Pnei covered, even from a king, one must not be mafsik. So the Bialoch asks, okay, so the Megon's got a Mekoyer for Shema Yisrael. But where's the God? There's no Mekoyer for Baruch Shem, because Baruch Shem hasn't been discovered yet. Baruch Shem only came out in Parshat Vayechi. Parshat Vayigash was only Shema Yisrael. Baruch Shem came later. So how does the Bishop Bruce matzmiah a little bit? Where did the Poskim get it from to put Baruch Shem as strong as the Shema Yisrael? But the Maestro, that is the halacha. But what do we see from all this? We see that the Poskim look at Baruch Shem Kvoy Malchus Elohim Avoyed as a sequel to the Kabbalah's Ol Malch Shemayim of Krishna. Perhaps not quite the same, but nevertheless, it's the same inyan. The Yichud Hashem, the Kabbalah's Ol Malch Shemayim of Hashem Lekeinu, Hashem Echad, is also Baruch Shem Kvoy Malchus Elohim Avoyed, is the same. Is also a Kabbalah's Ol Malch Shemayim with many, many sharing many, many halachas. So let's try and understand the attack of the dialogue of Yaakov Avinu. What's Kate and Baruch Shem? How's it all tie in together? So I'd like to share with you a mimer which I saw yesterday in a sefer called Mima Makim. It's a sefer which one of the Talmidim of Hagaon HaGadol, who's actually his yahrzeit was 2 days ago on Tess Tavis, the first yahrzeit, Rav Moshe Shapira, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who was lifted last year on Tess Tavis, so this week, and I'd like to say over which, from this sefer, which is his a mimer from him. And he explains this whole dialogue. So he brings there a medrash on this pasuk. On this pasuk, let's look at Rav literally. What's Yaakov Avinu doing with his children? Hey, Osvu, what's this message? Hey, Osvu, Agid Lachem, Esash Yikra Eschem, Ba'achrus Hayomim. What is this Achrus Hayomim? What is this Kates? I want to be Galak Kates. Klal Yisrael are going to reach a point where they've reached their tachlis, the world is going to reach its tikkun. That's what we're waiting for. This Kates Hayomim, Kates Hayomin, what is this Hayosfu? And the Medrash has a few different memories there in the Medrash, but this is the one he focuses on. Yaakov Avinu tells his children, the key to Geula is to stop machlokes. That's Lashon HaMedrash. To take away the machlokes from between you. Pirut. Disunity. For Klal Yisrael to be in a matzav of a machlokes, that is the opposite of Geula. He brings there, from Maral, the difference between the words Geula and the words Golus. So the root letters, Golus is Gola, Gimel, Lamed, Hey. Geula is, the root letters are Gimel, Aleph, Lamed, Goal. The difference, the only difference in the letter is the Aleph and the Hey. It comes from Maral. The Aleph and the Hey. He says, Goal, Geula, is when you have an Aleph there. The Aleph symbolizes the Achdus, the ultimate Achdus, the Achdus of one, of only one. Whereas the Hey, it's a Dalet and a Yud. So the Dalet symbolizes Pirut. That's why you have the Dalet Golius in the four different directions of the world. Agav. It's timely. And so as far as Kedush Lomas the Tumah. I once saw in the Shem Shmuel that the concept of Shesi Ve'erev actually is the four directions without being unified. It's the Dalet Golius going four different directions without having them unified. So we have a Hey, which takes the Dalet directions and puts a Yud to unite them. But, the Maral says, it's still not the same as an Aleph. An Aleph is Achdus itself. Whereas the Hey has in it a Dalet still, where the Dalet's still going in different directions, and that's still the Golus. Golus is when Klal Yisrael aren't together. But how do we rectify Golus? How do we get from the Golo to the Goal? How do we get from the Hay to the Aleph? How are we going to get there? So he brings a beautiful Targum. The Targum says, the Loshen, Targum Yonason, I've got the Targum in front of me. The Targum, it brings the Targum Yonason that you should get rid of Mesavusa. Remove your tumma. Remove misavus the tumma. He osfu the Targum Yonason translate that as remove the tumma from yourself. He also means gather yourselves together. What does it mean remove the tumma? How does that explain anything? So Ramosha explains there. Latayvi avakish nifrot. Latayvi avakish nifrot. Where does Pirut come from? Why do we have diversity? Is because everybody has his own desires, his own tivers, his own agendas, his own things he's looking for, and they don't necessarily work together with somebody else's. And thereby you get Pirut. The whole Olam of Pirut, the Olam of Machlokes, is when people have different agendas and they're going in different directions and you get all four directions, there you have machlokes. Said Yaakovinu to the Shvatim, Hey Osfu, gather yourselves together. How are you going to do that? How are you going to become misachid? How are you going to join together as a unit? How are you going to do that? Shed your tumah. Take away the misavusa, take away the tumma for yourself. That means take away the tivus, take away the midisroys, take away your own personal agendas. And if you take that all away, you'll be misachet, you'll come together. Ba'achdus, you'll become the shifte ko, his asfu. And really, that was Yaakovinu's message to them. That is Keitz HaYomim, or Keitz HaYomim. That is what Geula is going to be. Do a his asfu. Gather yourself together, be ba'achdus, and the way to get there, sheds all your personal differences and unite together as one and become geulim. Nistalku menu shchina. Nistalku menu shchina. Yaakovinu felt if the shchina is leaving him, there must be something not absolute about the achdus of the shvatim. So he said, what could have gone wrong? My 12 shifty car, where is the Noachtus? If there's the Silika Shechina, I can't teach them about the Kates. There's something missing in the Achtus. So it means they're not. So the children answered him, no. They said, Shema Yisrael, listen, Father. Listen, our Father Yisrael. Like with you, it's like Belibecha, in your heart, it's Echa, like Hashem Baruch is one. There's only one. You only have one Rotzen to do Avodas Hashem, to regale Kvod Malach Shemayim. So too, by us, it's also Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is only one. We have no other. We're one. There's no Pagam at all. Everyone is united in the same front. We're all together. We're one. And there's no Pagam, there's no Psulim. Yitzchak and Yishmael, they took the world down the path of Pirut, of diversity. They took the world everywhere to Yitzchak and Yishmael, Esav and Yishmael. But the Shvatim said, no, there's no Psul in us. All 12 of us are firm in our Emunah, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That was the dialogue.
Still schwer. That's a
So this is a Moritik Akasha. I must tell you something. I don't know why it never occurred to me, this question. And this is what the Sefer carries on. In this is Amakim, he asks this question. It should be a very obvious question. He learned this Gemara. If the Shvatim gave a good answer, if they said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so then, So they've answered the question. There's no Pirut. If there's no Pirut, why are they not worthy for the Gilui Kates? Why not? And we still need to explain how Yaakov Avinu answer them back, Baruch Shem.
But the
Achtos
is a difference
sort of Achtos. So let's quote to you a piece of Sfasemes. This is Ramosha quotes there, a piece of the Achtos, a different sort of Achtos. And this is the difference between Golos and Gula. And let's work it through together. The Sfasemes explains, yes, there was an Achtos amongst the Shvatim, correct. They did believe Hashem Lekein, Hashem Echad. But yet, there's the Obas HaKadoshim and the Shifti Ko are not on the same level. They're a different level. This is a bit, he says it in a very lofty way, but let's try it, at least understand something, which for us, the Avos HaKadoshim were in a different world. They actually transcended the Olam HaPirut, and they were already in the Olam of Achtus. In when everything like the Geulah Shleim is going to be, in the Achas HaYomim, where there's an absolute Achdus, the Ovis had already read, they were masakin themselves, like we saw the Sedras, the Shvatim, the Ovis themselves had reached a Tachlis for themselves. They had reached their own, they became the Merkava for the Shechina, they had actually transcended, as you said, the Olam of Pirat. They were not in the Olam of Pirat, that's Yaakov Avinu. And he wanted to bring the children up into his world. But Nistalku men Shechina, says the Sasemes, means that wasn't yet the case. The Shvatim were still down below in this world. They were in this Olam of Pirud, in the Olam of diversity. In the world when there's still Dalet Goliasin, we haven't yet reached Gula. There's still not Achdus, Mishalim, there's still differences. We're not there yet. But the Avoida is, to get that Dalet, to be united to that little yud. The yud is meant to unite, put together the hay all together. But that is the void of golus. For the yud to work together with the dalet, to take that, that's eventually, that's the shvatim, the four dgolim. We encamp around the Mishkan, there's four dgolim. The four dgolim is our way of combating the period of the rest of the Umayyads. There's the way we're going to overcome the four Goliaths and the four Malchus, that they support that period, and we are looking towards Achdus, our Dalet Golim, our Shifte Kar, now will overcome the Dalet, and that's the Avoid of Golos is that hey, when you have the Dalet and the Yud together, not up to the Aleph yet. We're still in the Dalet Yud world, in the hey world, where we're in the Olam HaPirut, but the Avoid is within the Olam HaPirut to take us towards the world of Beis Hashem Achris HaYomim. And that's Yaakov Avinu felt that when the Nistalkim Men Shechina, they weren't yet ready for Kates, there's still a lot of work to be done in the Shvatim. The Ovis had already done, had reached their Tachlis, but the Shvatim still had to continue, and we're still continuing that journey. So he said to them, Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem is the translation is, he actually says, you believe Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you're looking to be mekabel Hashem, you're looking to be, bring out the kvoid malchusoy, you're looking to bring out the kavod of the malchus shamayim. I'm going to wish you baruch lashon of blessing, which is a lashon of ribui. It should be nisrava, there should be more and more and more kvoid malchusoy le'olam voed, forever and ever, until you reach the ultimate madrega of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That was the baruch Shem Yaakovinu. He was actually complimenting. That's the two. That's the Shema Yisrael, which is the absolute malchus shemayim, and the baruch Shem is the bracha, the baruch to that there should be a ribui of kvoid malchusoy le'olam voed. That's why it's a kavod of malchus shemayim, and that says Rav Moshe. It's chal in the brachas of Yaakov Avinu. In the brachas of Yaakov Avinu, each bracha is a different bracha. Every shevet had their own tachlis. So at face value, they're going in different directions. He goes here, he goes, he's got this strength, he's got that strength. And the brachas are all highlighting the strengths. It's still the oilam apirud. Yet, the bracha of Yaakov is, you should elevate yourselves, lift yourselves up. From pirud, on the contrary, be ma'achad. Take your strengths and unite together. Yaakov says, unite together, and that's the brachas of Yaakov, that's the baruch shem, kevoy malchusoy, le'olam voet. So, I'd like to take maybe one Dvar Torah. I'm going to pick out one shevet, just to take something very practical and ma'isa, from so much in Vayechi, and the brachas are all so many messages. Yehuda, let's take Yehuda, and there's a beautiful Dvar Torah, which I just saw the other day, where he picks up on the poetry. We have twice the word Olisa. Twice the word Olisa. He had Reuven was Ki Olisa Mishkevei Avicha. He did Olisa Mishkevei Avicha. He did something. We cannot talk about Shittikah. But something wasn't quite right for Reuven. And he did some sort of pachas kamayim, and thereby he lost the SSAs, he lost the milas of Malchus and Kunna. That Olisa brought about, he lost it, he lost the milas of Bechorud. Yehuda, later on he says, Bani miteref bani Olisa. Bani means you, my son Yehuda, miteref, from being toiref, from tirfa, from being toiref. Olisa, Rashi says, you held yourself back, you restrained yourself from doing Olisa. What was it? From Teref. The two Terefs are Toroif, Toref, Yosef. You didn't do that, Mabetza. You saved Yosef's life by taking out the fact you saved him from the boy. And Tomor, he's also Yehuda's Moida, and he saved Tomor's life. That was also a Meshunadika Gvura, an unbelievable Gvura of Yehuda. To embarrass himself in order not to do a tirfa, and that was an Olisa. That was something that he withheld himself. But it's interesting, the Balaturim points out that the Olisa of Reuven lost him the Malchus. It lost him the Aliyah of Malchus. The rising above everyone to have Malchus by doing an Olisa Mishkava, he lost that. This is the Balaturim. And Yehuda, by being Olisa, by restraining yourself from doing the wrong thing, doing tirfa, on the contrary, that was the route how you got to Malchus, the Aliyah of Malchus. And let's just translate it in a Lamaisa. So when a person is, Reuven was upholding what perhaps the dignity of his mother, and he was maintaining perhaps the cover that shouldn't be maintained. Nevertheless, if it wasn't something with the Shem Hashem, the mitzvah of Yaakov Avinu wasn't quite right. So therefore, doing that type of Elisa, maintaining one's own rights and one's own standing, that lost his Malchus. He didn't get the mile of Malchus. Masha'enkin Yehuda, on the contrary, he didn't stand up for himself. On the contrary, he restrained himself. He didn't do tirfa. That, in Klal Yisrael, that's called Olisa. That's called rising above the challenges, rising above the difficulties. Dropping the Mesa'avusa to the Tumah, the bad Midas, the Midas which take us in the wrong direction. You would elevate himself, and thereby he reached the Mile of Malchus. The Malchus of Yehuda is the Olisa from, on the contrary, be Mevatel himself. And interesting, Rav Hirsch says a very, very beautiful thing. He says, it's remarkable, the Mashiach, the next pasuk, is What's the vehicle that Mashiach is going to come on? He's going to come on the osin, on a donkey, on an ass, the eroi. Says Rav Hirsch, usually royalty goes on horseback. A horse is a symbol of power. So kings usually ride on horses. Even in this country, the horse is nobility. Mashiach king, Klal Yisrael, our Malchus is not about power, it's not about strength. Our Malchus is, on the contrary, the peaceful donkey, which takes packages and drives people leisurely from here to there. The peaceful donkey, that is the vehicle which takes Mashiach. We're holding now, still in the Shloshim of one of the Gedolim was Nifter of Aaron Leib, who's the example of somebody who ran away from any, you know, looking after his own covenant at all, any mind at all. He could. The amnivus was so remarkable. And on the contrary, he was zeichet to be the Alisa, that the whole Klal Yisrael, that he was manik, so much of Klal Yisrael, because that's the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. The Malchus of Klal Yisrael is all about dropping them sabusa, is Alisa rising above on challenges. Can I share with the Olam something which is a little bit interesting, that I wanted to share with the Olam a little story, which again, it's still Yehuda. Chazal darshan uleven shinayim echolof. Which Chazal darshan, the white of the teeth, which means a smile, is more than mashkeu chalav. So Chazal darshan, a smile is more than a cup of milk. I had once the schos I went to visit one of the big mashpim in Eretz Yisrael. He's called Chizkel Mishkovsky. He's actually the one who actually read out the tzavah for Baron Levin during the Levi. But he was a big mashkiach. Actually, I went to his house. I actually asked him, would you mind? I had recordings of him. He was such a nice mashkiach. I asked him, would he come to give us the shmooze? And he said, he's too busy. But I was like, all right, can I hear something now from you? And I think it was Pashto Vaychi at the time. And he said to me, I'll tell you the story of Ramotcha Shulman. Ramotcha Shulman was not, became the Rosh Yeshiva Slabodka. And he wasn't planning to learn Slabodka at all. He was passing through for a Shabbos. And he heard the shmooze, I think it's from the altar, and the altar is talking about this pasuk, and he dramatized it. We don't have time for the drama, but he dramatized this chazal. That's, imagine there was a poor man who was starving, hungry, and he came to a town, and he's almost dying from hunger and dying from starvation, and he knocks on the door, and somebody says no, and nobody answers the door, and he says what, and he's, there's no koiches left, and he's desperate, and he's. He finally comes, the last ounce of strength, he reaches the last, I said, this is it, I can't make it anymore. And somebody answered the door, and he said, of course, come inside, and I'll give you a glass of hot milk. And this glass of hot milk revives him. So you see what a glass of milk could do. And Chazal say, a smile is even more than that glass of milk. What a smile can do is even more powerful than the glass of milk. It's interesting. So he said that the Ramotcha Shulman was one time to go on Slabodka. He was so taken by how in Slabodka they learned the Chazal, they brought it out to life. He brought it to life. He stayed in Slabodka. He actually got married. He became Adam in Slabodka, and became Rashi in Slabodka, and that's Ramotcha Shulman. So again, in the pasuk of Yehuda, again, a king maybe should be stern and firm. In the pasuk of the Malchus, it's Alisa. Klal Yisrael's Aliyah, the Malchus Shemaim is all about Benol Chaveroi and be united with everyone. Let's tie it all up. That Yaakov Avinu, in the Birchas of Yaakov, is called Yaakov Avinu Kamatz Shalos Mincha. Yaakov Avinu, puts all the Shvatim together. He puts them all together and he unites them. That's all the message to them. Yaakov Avinu, the Shlach HaKodesh says, the word Echad, Aleph Ches Dalet, Aleph is Yaakov Avinu himself, Ches is the eight Bnei Hagviros from the children of Rachel and Leah, and Dalet is the four Bnei Hashvachis. Okay, so you have 12 Shvatim, Ches and four, Ches and Dalet, and Aleph Yaakov Avinu unites them. Yaakov Avinu is that uniting factor. Yaakov Avinu is what's taking place. Yaakov Avinu is ready in the Olam of the Achtus, but he's telling them, Baruch Shenko will say, you continue to Alisa, unite yourselves. Yaakovinu, Chazal called him the Briach HaTichayim, he's the uniting factor between Klal Yisrael. He took 12 stones and he made an Eben Achas. This is Yaakovinu, and that is our legacy. This is Yaakovinu coming together. So we had all the Ovis, we have the Shvatim, and now Parash Vayechi, in order to take us from Golus till Gula, to bring about from the Hay till the Aleph, Yaakov Uvonov, we should be Zoycha Beis Hashem, that we should come to the time where it's Avraham Yogel, it's Yitzchak Yiranin, and it's Yaakov Uvonov Yenuchu Voy. Hey, Ravenon.